X-Ray FM, radio is yours.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
Between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., X-Ray FM may play content that is unsuitable for some listeners.
Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to another episode of They Gave Us a Show. You got Shado in the building.
Danny Ocean.
That's right. Live studio audience in full effect.
Yes, sir.
And happy Friday. You done made it.
All right. That's what's up.
Pop the confetti, pop champagne, clap it up. Anything.
What?
You know,
give it up for the studio audience for being mid, as always.
Oh, my God.
You guys are mid. You suck.
Hey, they've been clapping it up.
Paying these guys.
They've been clapping it up all since we started. So
apparently, our guests have pulled up outside the station.
We're
going to get into some music. We're going to come back. We got Cartier Dre. I hope I'm saying that right. Yeah, we're excited. Let's get into some music. We're going to send a tribute out here. We're going to have a moment of silence here.
Moment of silence.
A legend passed away today.
Yes.
Rob Bass. Too young. It goes without saying. Bro.
Seriously.
It's getting too old.
Glad he left us
Bismarcky,
some joints to jam to.
Yeah, so we're going to kick off a couple Rob Bass songs, some little D-Boy LDD when we'll be back.
Yeah.
They gave us a show.
They gave us a show.
Sunshine, what else? And rain, listen to us sing now. Joy, Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Rawface and DJ Easy Rock.
Hit it!
Uh-huh. I done left with some right at two wrongs. River Pig got pounds playing her songs. Never waiting lines if it's too long. Heavy hand, double shots, got her two on. Hey, y'all recognize me, yeah, I'm too known. I stopped going to shake, cause I'm too grown. Might hit Silk Road, cause it's vibey. But low buying this vibe, like what you know. She got a few on the side, barely 10 to. I got a few at Rivage with a bridge view. She got a few on the go, but they know that.
Pretty girls party in the crowd. Pretty girls, party in the
party. First Thursday's cracking the roadblock. Pink rabbit after, it don't stop. Best cocktail menu, teardrop, chain, get five star food and photo ops. Hit up work, it's finest for the best treat. Jojo chicken sandwich, let's eat. Cal Sun, I done had me a few drinks. I know the owners, they always bless me. Hit up Keen to get some new kicks. Forest Park Trail with a few chicks. Pretty girls party at Tin Barrel. Act
pretty
like it's new, but y'all already knew this.
Pretty girls party in the barrel. Pretty girls party in the barrel.
Gave us a show. We're back. So that was D-Boy LTD, Party in the Pearl, and then before that we had two Rob Bass songs. Tribute to Rob Bass, who sadly passed today. Hip-hop legend, so there we go. We had to pay respects. We're back.
Yeah.
We got our guest in the house. Go ahead and tell him who you are.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Cartier Dre.
So thanks for coming on the show, for real.
Yeah, seriously. You made quite the journey, right?
Yeah, man, it is. I'm 2,700 miles away from home right now. Woo. So I'm born and raised in Miami, Florida. I'm a Miami boy till I die. I moved out to Portland like 3 years ago. I was living in Austin, Texas before that, too.
Oh, okay.
I went to school in the Lou, so St. Louis, Missouri. So I've been all around the U.S. Over the last like 10 years or so. So, yeah, it's been quite a journey.
Honestly. Right on. What part of Austin were you in?
I was in downtown. I was like right next to the Foss Tower,
okay.
Right behind 36. So the mothership, Joe Rogan's spot, was like right behind.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I was living at the CN at the time, so that place was bomb, low key.
Yeah,
it was
okay.
Super fire.
Yeah, used to live down there myself.
Austin is cool. It's a really interesting city. It's changed a lot.
Did they ever get that light rail?
Honestly, not when I was there. That's for sure.
They ain't gonna ever get
the metro system is pretty rank over there. Like,
yeah,
not gonna lie.
I concur.
Yeah. And honestly, like the homeless culture is a lot more like OD over there. Like over here, we got a lot of homeless people, but they're not like actively like tweaking out on you. Whereas like over there, like I think it's the heat, and you go like crazy low key. So I would witness the craziest stuff like day after day right there by like 36. It was wild, but Austin was a really good time.
When you were there, did you get to perform in South by Southwest and stuff like that?
I actually performed at the Soho House over there.
Okay.
I was only out there for a year. So
okay.
Like, by the time South by came through, I was only in Austin, I think, for 3 months at the time.
Ah, gotcha.
So I wasn't even positioned like for it. But I did perform at Soho House.
Right
there,
on.
Which was
That's pretty
cool.
big.
Yeah.
Did you get to go to Stubbs?
What is Stubbs? You might have to educate me, brother.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be asking like about Franklin's or something?
Oh, but, I'm familiar with Franklin's. That place is bomb as hell. Okay. That's some crazy
barbecue. Why you hating on Stubbs, though?
So, no, I've Stubbs never is been good. Stubbs
is another barbecue joint?
Yeah, and they do the, and they have the concert hall, and they have, like, major artists or even local artists come perform there with the major artists.
Okay.
It's dope. That's how a lot of people get put on.
Damn.
Nah, yeah.
Nah. Well, I will have to hit it. I have a boy still in Austin, so I definitely need to go down there and hit Stubbs. Yeah. You know, for sure, for sure.
It's quite the vibe.
So I guess can you describe for people who aren't familiar, if you can put it into words, how can you describe your sound? I know it sounds kind of corny and cliche, but.
Man, that is like such a difficult question to answer. And the reason I say it's difficult to answer is because I'm a really versatile artist.
That's fair.
So I make a lot of different types of sound. So like one of my producers here with me today, Solomon, he's seen like a lot of my catalog. Like he can testify, like I have music in straight Spanish. I have like New York drill type music. I have like mainstream trap type music. I have like that underground like eat like type of wave type of sound. But I mean, I do have like my voice is like unique in its own right, right? Like you can always tell like it's my music and not necessarily like anyone else's. But so it's pretty hard to put my sound in a given lane just because I feel like music, it's a medium of expression at the end of the day.
Right.
So when I record, I like it to be reflective of like how I'm feeling or like what the instrumental makes me feel, like, you know. So I don't like to be put into a box or like confine myself to like a given sound. And so I really enjoy that in my recording process. And like one thing I've wanted to do is release a type of tape, you know, something called like along the lines of like Jack of All Trades or something like adjacent to that. And just throw it with a whole bunch of like different like types of sounds and just like absolutely body like each different type of sound. Cause I can body anything that I hop on, but you know, I just don't hop on the same thing like time and time after again. You know, I like to keep it dynamic, at least shifty as an artist.
Right on.
You know?
I approve.
Yeah.
That is good stuff, sir.
And you'll see with the songs that I sent you guys, it's three different vibes.
Okay.
So you get like a little taste.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to get into it.
We are. Dude, what can I say? Can I ask what inspired you to want to get into music?
Great question. Super easy for me, man. I do music because I love it. I have a pretty great like corporate America job. I went to a great school. My mom's an attorney. My dad's had like an insurance brokerage for like 4 decades. My twin brother's a math professor at USC. So we're, you know, pretty smart cookies. So.
I'll say.
You know, well, in that respect. So I do music because it's what I love to do. You know, like I'm not making music so I can become a millionaire or something like that. There are much easier paths, you know, towards that. I do music for the love of it. I'm really passionate about it. And I got the opportunity to really get into music, at least on the recording aspect. So I've been doing things like freestyling and like siphoning with my homies since I was in like early high school. But then when COVID came around, that was my opportunity to really like lock in and learn how to record. So I engineer all of my own tracks. I even like master my own stuff. And I learned how to do all of this stuff over the course of time, like in COVID. And so the reason I even had the opportunity during COVID was because I graduated December of 2019. And we went into lockdown the month after.
Yeah, so, you had a really big celebration right there.
And I had a graduation vacation, so I didn't even bother to lock up because I was just feeling myself, you know, I'm done with school.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a good track. And so all of the jobs that I would have done between like consulting and investment banking were like on freeze at that time.
Yeah,
and I was
of course.
Like, okay, there's a low key money. So I just locked into the music and I just like took off like from there. And it's been like a huge passion of mine since. I'm sitting on a vault of like over 100 unreleased songs right now. So I've been all over the place. I've had all these different like things in my life like going on. So I haven't had the opportunity to really roll my stuff out. But now I have all the different pieces to the puzzle like assembled. And I'm just ready to lift off. So I just dropped this last song, Himothy, on May 1st. The first song of the rollout. Going to drop something out again in June.
And that was one of the ones you sent us?
Yes.
Okay. So, we can go in and get into that one.
Yeah.
You want to play that one first?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us about, like, the origin story of this song, like, how it came to be.
Bro, I'm really confident, and I just feel like Himothy all the time, to be honest. Mm-hmm. So, I made a song called Himothy. You know, I'm pulling a trim. Him so dunking. The origin was, again, like, I feel like musings just like an expression of how, like, you're feeling and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So I like to also, like, I like to make music that also, like, motivates and uplifts people. And, like, so if I make, like, a sadder, like, type of track, it's not, like, on some depression type stuff. It's just, like, all right, this stuff has happened to you. Like, how do you boss up and, like, overcome it and, you know, make lemonade out of lemons, turn lemons into lemonade? Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So this song, I would say it's just, like, a motivational track, something, like, that's, like, really nice to, like, bump at the gym. And I was just feeling myself and just talking my stuff, like, on the mic.
Right on.
All right, let's get into it. Himothy, they gave us the shot.
Yeah, this a motherfucking Cartier. Bitch, I'm what? I'm a shooter, I can't miss. I pull your bitch out, now she won't get off, she want my dick. I'm on a trend, your bitch is feeling up a hot drip. Told her, baby, this is practice, I'm shooting in the gym. I'm just Himothy, Himothy, pushing weight in the gym. Bitch, I'm Himothy, Himothy, I got homies that envy me. Why? People so soft, they be sweeter than Hennessy. Think you need a Zoloft, I should never have enemies. Bitch, I'm whipping 200, I must be burning the interstate. My mind strong, damn it, I just feel like a bathing ape. Told her, mom, pop perks, but I know how to percolate. Bitch, I always got motion in you slow and I can't relate. I got expensive habits, so I had to call myself a fucking paddock. I'm clean, straight like ice, I ain't like magic. Dirty, a man's got AIDS, this shit be tragic. I got sympathy for people that ain't as lit as me. I know it's tough, I know you wishing you were Himothy. I don't know shit about your life, but I can teach you things. I'm always 10 toes down, bitch, and I just keep it peak. I wake up, I'm the truth, I've been feeling like I'm Babe Ruth. I got a Louisville slugger, I got a true trip in the bullet. Front chatter on the mic, I'm just striking out these rats. I'm just tired of all the lies when I be speaking all these facts. I'm just Himothy, mirror, mirror on the wall. Yeah, who the illest chillest of them all? I'm just Himothy, you know I'm finna ball. I don't need shit, I don't need alcohol. Bitch, I'm wet, I'm a shooter, I can't miss. I'm pulling your bitch out, now she won't get off, she want my dick. I'm pulling trim, your bitch is feeling up a hot drip. Told her, baby, this is practice, I'm shooting in the gym. I'm just Himothy, Himothy, pushing weight in the gym. Bitch, I'm Himothy, Himothy, I got homies that envy me. Why? People so soft, they be sweeter than Hennessy. Think you need a Zoloft, I should never have enemies. I'm just, I should never have enemies, I just, I got homies that envy me, I just, they just sweeter than Hennessy, they just, they calling me Himothy, I'm just.
I know you got a lot of demons clogging up your past. I can do some cleaning up for you, but I know we won't last past the winter time, cause summer's coming in and trying to hit a dime or two. But come next fall, I'm finding you and we can do it all again. My niggas call it legacy, a fear that the best days I've had are not ahead of me. And cause of that, I'm searching for the one that got away from me. So busy looking back that I can't see what God has made for me. And I be texting you, texting you. I'm trying to find the one who got away from me. Yeah, I'm still texting you, texting you. Hey, I'm trying to find the
commitment issues, I can't even decide what's for dinner. Pardon these selfish flows, I need a Yelp for, I need to read reviews. Cause some of the evil that I seen you do is unbelievable. Menopause, inconceivable, tennis ball, causing that racket outside my mama's house. What's it all about? Guess it's a thin line between love and hate. The love we make is temporary, like this lovely place I'm living in. Wait, that's contemporary, never mind, I'm tripping in. But then again, it's hard to settle in this modern era. We could be as tight as that dress you barely fitting in. But my fear of missing out has got me on a trip again. Riding to that A-town, tour bus, no Greyhound. My lust is profound, your trust just breaks down. Your heart don't glue back, quiet right. My heart is too black, like white flight. To push them people to the suburbs, now they want their city back. So they raise the rent and the property tax. Why I feel like in a few years I relate to that, knowing I let you go and regretting that fact. Cause I done spent so long playing games and holding back from giving all of me, too scared that I won't get it back.
And yes, I'm well aware I rhyme the word back with back, cause that's exactly the direction that I'm tired of looking at. And that's why I be texting you, texting you.
I'm trying to find the who got away from me.
Texting you, texting you.
Cars on our way to the stop, passing a bottle. Wishing I found a way to make time stop, intoxicated. Running with gangsters with their hammers on cock, I'm infatuated. Cause I know deep down that they're everything that I'm not. And I'm still texting you, texting you.
Just hit me back when you get me to stop. I'm just telling you,
and I'll be texting you, texting you. Summer's turning to snow, yeah, yeah, yeah. Memories and lullabies, yeah, yeah, yeah. Floating in a lonely sky, yeah, yeah, yeah. Winter weather's getting cold, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're the one I wanna hold, yeah, 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 yeah.
Even back then, we knew what love to do. It's been so much time, and it's that much more to lose.
They gave us a show, we're back.
We're back.
All right. So that one was J. Cole and PJ with Legacy. And then before they read Himothy by our guest here, Cartier Dre. Am I saying that right?
Yes, sir.
So can I ask who did the production on that one?
Yeah, it's this, he's an abroad boy. I think he's like Eastern European. His like government's like Sanya Jonavovich or something like that.
Okay.
It was by Cuzzy Beats.
Right on.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He did a nice job with
well,
that.
Shout out to
yeah,
him.
Things love, so yeah,
yeah, for sure.
It's great. Yeah.
So when did that one come out?
May 1st, 2026.
All right, there we go.
Yeah. And it's on all streaming platforms?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right, so you go. Heard him.
You go check it out.
We've done
Spotify,
so
Apple
far.
Music.
I think on Spotify we're like at 2.5K, and then Apple's like another like 750 or something like that. So we're past like 3. It's the first song I've dropped in like a couple of years.
Too. Right on.
So, pretty nice traction for the first.
Yeah,
time.
I'll say so.
For not sure, for sure.
Doing quite well.
Yeah.
So, Shado, you said you had a question?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a little humorous, funny, fun question.
Fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Is our studio audience going to participate this time or what?
They could clap or laugh or something.
Okay.
But this one is about that cash, though. So basketball related, but about that cash, too.
All
so
right.
You get one shot, fellas. One
I'll miss
shot.
A chance to blow.
So you can take a layup for 50K.
Okay.
A free throw for 100K.
Oh, not the free throw.
A wing three-pointer for 750K. Or ooh. A corner three-pointer from the baseline for $1 million.
We're definitely not taking the corner.
I'm taking the baseline.
You're taking the base. Oh, you go for the gusto.
I'm going for the layup, bro.
You go this.
Okay. I'm gonna use statistics to debunk this argument.
Yeah.
So if you're a competent basketball player, you should be shooting like around 80% from the line. So if you're shooting around 80% for a line, and then you account for like people's field goal percentages under the bucket, which
yeah.
is a layup, I actually think you have a greater odds of making your free throw than you do the layup. Now,
maybe
are we talking about an unprotected layup?
Yeah, yeah. Nobody's blocking. Just you, just all running right, and laying
so
it up.
Like you are your enemy in that case.
It's just you on that court. You just gotta make the layup.
I mean,
and not do too much.
Everybody and their mama watching you. But you gotta make the layup.
You gotta not do too much.
I used to hoop, so I'm gonna take the extra 50 racks to take a free throw.
You can do the free throw for 100K.
I definitely like making the free throw. I got me some Blazers merch not too long ago at a game because I was hit all of my free throws at this joint. Yeah, bro, I used to be pretty nice. I was a point guard. Yeah, yeah.
Clap that
yeah,
up.
Yeah. So I'm taking the free throws. I'm making my 100G.
To the audience,
absolutely.
Come on. It might be
but
a smart choice.
I'm not
going to
go crazy with the 750 of the milli. Because, you know, again, we talk about stats.
Man.
If you're really nice with it, 40% from three, bro. So,
wait, was there a half-court
like,
shot or no?
Nah, no half-court.
It was like
no
5 million.
Billion.
For a billion?
For a billion.
I'd do full court for a billion.
Oh, yeah. Doubt.
I'm $1 billion. You might be kicking yourself for not trying it.
Yeah. Man.
It was a billion, you know.
I know, okay,
Yeah.
First, the smart strategy, you were right. The 50K, that's the smart strategy. I mean, no uncontested, that's easy money.
You'd be surprised if some people really lack the coordination.
That's crazy.
Make any of these, like, plausible.
I'm not missing no layup.
You gotta do a simple layup, not get fancy with it. Just
yeah.
Right side.
But yeah, I'll probably be like you with the free throw.
Right.
I'm not missing too many free throws.
Quick little bucket.
I would even. Oh,
pull
man.
Out 100.
On a regulation hoop?
I'm about 60% from the line, so I'm going with the layup or the three pointer.
The top of the key one wasn't bad either for 500K.
That's not that. That's not. And honestly, that's a 5X boost, bro.
Yeah.
But I mean, I can guarantee I'm hitting the free throw. I got a nice three, but I can't guarantee I'm hitting that for sure, bro.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I appreciate you guys participating in my question.
Yes.
So you'd go for the
layup? I would go for the free throw.
Do you have any more profound questions like that?
Profound questions like that?
Gives you a lot of insight into the interviewee. You know, like, what's that?
Socrates level.
Socrates level. Oh,
hit me with a Kyrie, is the earth flat? You know what I'm
saying? Oh, no. God, not the flat earth thing.
It's actually a triangle.
It's a triangle. It's a rhombus, actually. It's a rhombus. More complicated than that. Go ahead. So, like, I know you were talking about, like, there's really, like, you do all types of, you know, there's nothing really dictating your style or anything like that. But do you have anybody that that you looked up coming into the game or anything like that? Like, any peers or, like, even, like, your, per se, like, a Rushmore of artists or anybody that reflects
yours? I would say, like, I mean, some sounds that I like was really big growing up on, which I would say are like subconsciously like evident in at least a lot of the unreleased music that I have, would be like Kid Cudi, Wiz Khalifa. I was always a huge ASAP and Playboi Carti head. Like these days, Yeet, definitely big time Yeet. Lucky, a lot of the Luxury back in the day. I have a lot of unreleased tracks that are, like, very lucky adjacent. Who else? Bro, honestly, some Juice-sounding type stuff, for sure.
Right on.
I have some, like, very, like, smooth, like, melodic, like, mainstream-sounding stuff that's, like, a little bit more like Kid Laroi, maybe. I listen to a lot of different music, and I've been hip to, like, a lot of these, like, big acts, like, before they were, like, I've always, honestly, like, A&R would have been a good career path, too. But, so, honestly, it's taking from a lot of different subgenres within hip-hop. And then, I would, like, when it comes to other genres, I'm not really that much of a fan of country. I, like, might bump some Morgan Wallen or something from Once in a Blue Moon. But Once in a Blue Moon, I said, like, Miami.
Some
like
of it's
that
okay.
That song is low-key hard. But Michael Jackson. I don't know the names of the artists too much. Honestly, used to listen to a lot of Mikey Jack. R&B, big time. Like, I don't really like it. Beyonce is, like, I don't know, conflicting for me. But Destiny's Child. Beyonce's and Brandy. Usher back in the day, too. Even some old school Ray J. I mean, I've, like, a lot of different, like, music.
Right on.
You know, like, sounds that have, like, I would say have, like, influenced my ear, like, over the years. You know? And then, like, it's just, like, human beings, right? Like, we're all, like, our unique, like, set of inputs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So my, like, sound, I would say, is a byproduct of my ear developing over the years, taking influence from all these different artists.
Now, out of all those artists that you mentioned, like, if you was put together, like, your own tour,
yeah,
who would you take with you? You pick three.
I mean, I didn't mention
anybody.
Drake, but Drake is, like,
you can't count.
I mean, people. I mean.
Easy. Kendrick and Drake, you can't count.
Okay. All right. So, if they're off the table, I wouldn't take Kenny. I would take Drake, but. All right, they're off the table, so, like, that's a moot combo. So, out of all of those people, man, if Mac Miller was still alive, that'd be crazy.
That's a good answer.
But he's not alive. I can't.
Got the hologram.
Yeesh, bro. Man, a lot of people these days, I mean,
get the AI.
I used to rock with Cardi a lot more than I do these days. Mm-hmm. If we were talking about Playboy Cardi, like Dial It era, maybe even a little after, I would have taken Cardi, like, for sure, for sure. These days, like, I don't know. Who else did I mention? Kid Cudi's, like, not really, like, in a point in his career anymore where he's... I'm a huge 50 fan. I'm not going to lie to you, bro. Like, huge, huge, huge. I would definitely take 50 Cent.
Right on. Tour, bro. Yeah, that's already lit. Gangster, you off to a good start.
That man studio is, like, audience. Actually, yes. Like, him. That you man got, is him as hell.
You like, got two left.
Yeah, I got two left.
You got 50 two left.
Is absolutely a lock for me. Let's see. I'm not, like, a big lyrical rapper, dude. Mm-hmm. So, like, I mean, Eminem was super hard, and he's Best Boys of 50, so that would be, like, cool. But, again, I'm not, like, a lyrical rapper, dude. Like, 50 has crazy aura. Like, that's, mm-hmm. like, a Gen Z term, bro. That man's aura is, like, next level, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very comfortable with that. Let's see. I need to get myself a melodic artist. Absolutely. So, out of the melodic artists that I mentioned, who would be so goated for tour? You know what? I need to get a female vocalist up in there. I didn't say SZA. I need SZA. Love SZA. There we go.
You ain't going wrong with that. Another one.
You sold all the tickets.
I used to bump like
your show sold like, out now.
Day, really? Okay, SZA, bro. I'm doing
50 and SZA. You kidding? Me? The show is sold out, bro.
50 on the set for my third.
Yeah. Forget about it. You got aliens coming from other universes to see your show.
Juice is that too. That would have been a really, really, really crazy, like, you know. But you know what? For my underground people, I'm bringing Lucky out with me, bro.
Okay.
I'm bringing the Lux out with me to represent the underground for sure. For sure, for sure. His fan base is crazy. I'm still super in tune with Lucky. His music has been a huge part of my life. And
right on. That's three. I just needed three.
There
we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And that completes.
That's all a good question.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So, yeah, going to what's the next song that you would like us to play?
Oh, okay.
Good timing.
Let's see. I sent you guys Himothy, which is out now, and then I sent you guys two unreleased, which one of them is Fine, mm-hmm. and I think the other one is Till I Die. Yeah. So why don't we do this? Let's go with the more mainstreamy one with the guitar, which is Till I Die. Okay. And then I'll put something which is...
So how did this song come
like
about?
Sounds like a mainstream underground, if that makes sense. So, like, you'll see what I'm talking about for Fine. But this one, Till I Die, I, like, freestyle my stuff at this point, to be honest with you. So, like, again, I was in Miami, and I was just feeling, like, how I was feeling. And I like to make my music thematic. So, like, you're going to hear the lyrics, like, during the song.
Mm-hmm.
And I make music that actually, like, means something for, like, the most part. And, like, that's definitely one of these songs. So this is, like, another, like, motivational type of song, too. Like, Till I Die, I'm basically going to go ahead, pick myself up by the bootstraps and do what I have to do.
Right on.
You know, that's basically, like... So right. You'll see, the lyrics will speak for themselves. You let me know what your feedback is. All right, is
we're about to let
here,
you
man.
Know. Let's get into it.
All right, Till I Die.
I will say this. This song is unreleased for a reason. I am going to have a producer incorporate, like, a few more elements or maybe some additional backing vocals, but I really don't need to touch the song. It's good enough, but bump that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's find
so
out.
So you people
let's
feel go. Lucky you're hearing an early version. Let's go.
Yeah.
Till I
cut up a check, I'm addicted to flexing. These spaghettis be covering my neck. She wanna hop on all of the shit that I want. She like the way that I flex. I'm in the coupe with the diamonds and I need to shine. I got the BBs on neck. Like, I got the BBs on one. I got the BB on tight.
Cut up a check, I'm addicted to flexing. These spaghettis be covering my neck. Hop at the coupe and I'm copping this shit that I want. I think she in love with a flex. I gotta check out this door. Be only more tech, I know I'm stupid. And I cannot give up cause I'm never losing. And I need a tech and I'm in a stupid. It ain't enough for me. I wanna stop till I go and buy out a land. I'm building a village and filling the vision. And coming in more money when it man. So follow the plan I got in my hand. Land of the milk and honey in advance. I wanna stop till I get to the top. Looking at more money on the land.
So she wanna freak, but I wanna dance. The way she move, you know she a freak. The way she move, you know she elite, yeah. Counting that guap in the locks, chopping that cash money like some cheddar blocks. Running like OT7, I'm in the field until the time I stop. Bitch, I cannot stop, I'm coming in high. I'm doing this shit till I drop dead. I'm doing this shit till I die. Yeah, I cannot stop, no baby, I'm coming in high. Yeah, I cannot stop, no baby, I'm coming in high. Bitch, I'm in the zone, why can't I pick up the phone? No, no, why can't I talk? You gotta leave me alone. I'm in go mode. If you wanna talk, then I gotta know what you want. It's a no-go. Bitch, I say shooting a shot from the logo. I wake up and put on some Prada. Gotta grind and flip Prada. I've been serving these blocks up. Now they gon' call me a baka. I've been running the score. So much firepower, they think it's a chopper. This shit too easy, tired of all the boredom. God, I need answers. I spoke to my mama, she proud of me. She told me, child of mine, you fine. I don't need apologies. Son, I just need you to grind. Put in the work and go put in the time. I gotta keep focused, my eye on the prize. Push all the bullshit aside, out of my life. I get an A for my effort, I get an A on the test. Ever since I was a youngin', all of my teachers tell me I do it the best. They be telling me I'm talented. I ain't normal, I ain't like the rest. Bitch, you gifted, and you lifted. You bring the guap and the chips in, and the vixens. Bitch, I cannot stop, I'm coming in high. I'm doing this shit till I drop dead. I'm doing this shit till I die. Yeah, I cannot stop, no baby, I'm coming in high. Yeah, I cannot stop, no baby, I'm coming in high.
God willing, the devil is in the details. That Dilla never let him prevail. Still legit, they be stealing shit like Ezel. Jungle will humble you, but I seen hell. Like a lion, I feed the pride off of these kills. Where you think I got this fire from? I've been dying to eat well. No cap. Griffey in the dugout. When they hit us, they gon' bug out. Keep the billow with the bun out, cause they shootin' with the sun out. Cut, he did it, but he spun out. Original, not a cutout. Let it rain and watch him flood out. In the cut, I had to come out. I was only like 8 learning how to wash the blood out. That's the part of the struggle that they gon' fail to mention. The kind of broke that you gon' need a loan to pay attention. Like how the hell you on the fence with the wrong intentions. Long gone way before I learned long division. I guess it is what it is, man. Drowning in the jungle, quicksand.
A rhyme writer with stamina like a prize fighter. Whenever I collide with a composition pad, any competition was simply victims, I did them bad. Even when at peace, I managed to get these niggas mad. I started rapping to balance my inner thoughts. So happened to be my passion, a magnet for the lost. To keep it truthful, the music was therapeutic. The capes at age 11, my living was something crucial. They say I make the type of shit you play from front to back. Discover something new every time you run it back. I relate to college students, brothers stuck in traps. I remember I was in the jungle pumping sacks. To manage my day to day, I managed to make a way. With the gift I was given, I scrambled and made a play. The path I'm on is Pat Mahomes, living legend, nigga. Every time I get the bar, I give him 7, nigga, gone.
I guess it is what it is, man. Drowning in the jungle, quicksand.
We're back, sorry.
No countdown of night. We just back, y'all. Tell them what they heard, Ocean.
That was Quicksand, Mighty, and Mike Capes. And then before that, we had Till I Die.
Yes, sir.
Who produced that one, can I ask? That I really dig
that. Dude,
that
is a great question, brother. I probably recorded that a year and a half ago at this point.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And it's unreleased. So what I do typically with songs like that, so I don't know if you guys could tell from the instrumental, but it wasn't necessarily like a fully complete beat. Like,
as you see it.
as I see it.
It sounded good on our end.
No. I mean, but the song sounds great, but like, there's like certain things as like an audio file that like you might be looking for that like a lot of people like just don't notice in a song, or like things that like add depth that like you might not like come to the naked ear, and things, and like I'm just a little anal about that stuff, bro. So like,
fair point.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And that, and like I like to, I like to take like the initial product that I have and perfect it before taking it to market, you know? So like, I think from a vocal perspective, I'm already done. Like, it's just on the production end of things. I have like certain things I would want to get done before sending it, but that song will be coming out this summer at some point.
Okay. Yeah. This summer. All right. Yeah. You heard him.
Yeah. Have you ever done any production for yourself?
I have added to production of songs of mine before, but I haven't fully produced the song, no.
Right on.
Because you mentioned being kind of anal about it, and when I was younger and tried to be a producer, I would just never feel like a beat was done enough.
So I would say I provide like a lot of creative direction, like depending on the scenario. Like a lot of producers, like for example, like Solomon will have like a stream of like workflow or whatever and get like a bunch of things like hammered out, and then they're like fire, and then I'll be like, yo, I want that, I want that, I want that, I want that, or whatever. But then like in other instances, like example for these songs that I'll do where I want to have like the beat recreated in some sense, I like basically compose it like for my producer and like give him like direction in terms of like what instruments I want incorporated, like, you know, and things of that like nature. Like maybe if I want to do like certain like gaps in the song to add emphasis to like certain bars and like stuff like that too.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's just like typically, historically, that's been like my process.
Right on.
That end, yeah. Yeah.
I dig it.
Yeah. I think it's like really important as a vocalist and like as an artist to like understand, like I engineer all my own stuffs. All of my own stuff. And I think that that like skill set and that appreciation for like the different components that go into a song can just help like a lot from a final product perspective as an artist, and like to fulfill the vision that you have for like a song or like a sound that you're trying to cultivate too.
Yeah.
You know, like production to me is, and I'll talk to Solomon about this, is at least 50% of the equation when it comes to these songs. Like a lot of these artists are like too big for their own head, and they don't like understand the value of the producer, or they like refuse to just, you know, they just like overlook it. And but like they are such a fundamental like role to the success of a song. And a lot of these times they're just straight carrying these rappers, bro.
Yeah, you know, no argument here.
You know,
yeah, there's a slew of artists that producers are just carrying.
100%, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, and to that point, I think one of the best skill sets as an artist is having an ear for beats and beat selection. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's also really important too, because I'm talking about how all the producers are doing all these things, but the artist also has to have the ear to even see like the value of like, you know, his beats. Like you have like Eminem who can spit for days and everything, but I mean, he's not really like using 2026 or like anything adjacent like production styles.
Yeah.
That. You don't see like records flying off the shelves for Eminem these days, and you see he's not as relevant as he once was. It doesn't mean that he's not a crazy rapper anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, again, that's part of the skill set.
Yeah, he's definitely toned it down in the later years, that's for sure.
100%. I mean, also the drugs has a huge thing to do with that, but like the lack of in his case, but I think that's for the better.
Yeah.
I think he needed to make that turn in his personal life.
Funny. Fair enough. So do you have any shows, events, or anything like that coming up where people can see you?
Yeah, so actually, over this weekend, I have a lot of stuff that I'm doing. Saturday, we're doing like a whole stew and like shoot day at the studio that's not open to the public. On Sunday, another whole like shoe and stew day at this Airbnb that's not open to the public. But on Monday, we're gonna have this pop up at the 503 shop. So me, Spencer Boston, Dre June, Young Kilo, and why do I feel like I'm missing an artist?
It's okay if you can't remember
but
everybody.
Whatever, are going to be out there, and we're going to be performing some songs and shooting some videos to a few songs. So that'll be that's like the most recent thing that I have going on.
Right on.
You heard him. 503 shot.
Yeah, I know. You rolled up and you already got a spot. Bro, you grinding out here. You grinding.
I am grinding, bro. And I will have a song coming out probably like mid-June. I can't say what it is for now because I'm waiting for one of my producers to just sort of.
You'll announce it on your IG page and stuff
I
like
will,
that?
Absolutely, okay. Bro.
So you following them, you'll be in the loop.
Exactly. You can follow me at Cartier by Dre on Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube. Not really on Facebook. That's like geriatric timing at this point. To be
fair enough. 100%. Thank you for saying that.
We're not hip on that. And on X, too. So Cartier by Dre, that is CARTIERBYDRE.
Right on. So. There you have it.
Facebook is where my aunt shares pictures of her cats.
Well, Marketplace. People forget Marketplace, man.
Facebook that's Marketplace. Yeah,
oh,
that's fair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Facebook Marketplace.
So I keep forgetting about the Marketplace. I'm one of those people that forget
bro,
about
some
it.
Some of these food vendors are pretty savvy, and they'll go on, like, Facebook Marketplace, and, like, their posts. So, like, my buddy actually met Peso because his cousin makes these sliders and he posts them on like Facebook Marketplace or whatever. So he popped out to the 503 shop where we're gonna be at.
Oh.
And Peso was there, so he got tapped in with him and he got my buddy to really smart. Good deal on a feature, to be honest. So yeah, Facebook Marketplace is I mean, if you're a resourceful human being, there's a lot of different ways to make bread, bro.
That is true.
Yeah, honestly, that's not a bad idea. So
why not?
Right on. And did we get through all your songs?
We got one more.
We got one more. What's the last one so we can get
Find
through?
This song. All right. I love this song personally. This song I recorded last.
Right on. Yeah. All right. So we'll play that song. Probably come back.
We'll play Find. We'll come back and wrap it up.
This is going to be more of that new age type vibe.
Sometimes you just know I'm wrong, so. Watch the sink slowly fill up with things you don't understand. I'm smoking his eyes, I'm drinking his hand, and she don't wanna puff, but that ain't offending me. I got a 10 of me, she tryna pleasure me. I'm tryna get to the bucks, but she tryna fuck me for centuries. She wanna treasure me, she wanna settle me, but I want money before I love.
Turn me up a little.
Take that right on Sunset. Turn right on 20. Turn right on 20. Shit. Pull up. Give me that chain up out the jewelry box.
Hit the dank, on my way to Chase Bank. Avion was the drink, Rolly with the face blank. Straight lace with no chase, pretty face with no waist. No case with no weapon, big steppin', no question. MVP still reppin', NEP still the section. Left the game, still checking change like an ill veteran. Council crest with an Asian, gazing at the constellation. Back full of whip marks, this part reparations. Don't at me, finna get it cracky. Tacky ass pricey, getting brain in the backseat. Pills for the pain, Mary Jane to relax me. Rack Sarge, baby got charged like a battery. On lame shitting, adultery committing. If she not digging, then I'm getting at her sibling. No kidding, blow a OZ in one sitting. Hold please, on peace, there'll be no committing. Still glowing, still like that shit. Still glowing, 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 still glowing. Big ego, slid the lake out Oswego. She looked at me, took a knee like Tim Tebow. I'm on tour, por favor, mi amigo. I got game, quick to shoot, I'm Danilo. No blemish on the record, baby, check it. Still gassing, the Tesla is electric. Legend, old school yet effective. One beige one, other Asian, I'm eclectic. Wait a second, there's more. I'm top drawer, pricey, two underscores. Might I add, my bitch is badder than before. The bag Bangalore, I declare war. I-5 South with a mouth full of chores. You rap niggas, that's what I use to mop floors. Bally's obscure, Italians are more. Catch me on a whole track, knocking the cure. Still glowing, still glowing, still glowing, still glowing, still glowing.
Still with
I told y'all I wasn't
gonna let you down, baby. Yeah, this Eastside
Crazy.
Tell them what they heard.
That was Council Crest by Pricey. And then before that, we had Cartier Dre with Find. We're back.
Yeah. Shout out Pricey.
Back like I never left.
Man. Oh, for real?
Yeah. Shout out Pricey for real.
Well, we got to talk after the show then, for sure.
That's one of my favorites for real around here.
Yeah, so serious.
Funny and, like, the way he raps.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Clever. Yeah.
The Peacock Lane song is my jam. Yeah. Came through shining like Peacock Lane. It's a jam.
Money Talks is my song.
All right, so, yeah, anyway. Shout out to Pricey for real. So, anything you want to mention that we haven't mentioned
yeah,
or shout outs you want to give?
Shout and props out. Stuff.
Shout outs. Shout out to my mom and my dad. Right on. For sure. I had a great childhood. I got great parents. Got much love for my family. Shout out to my family in general. Mm-hmm. My blood back home in Miami and in New York. And I do have some fam in Cali too. So much love to you all and my cousins in Spain as well.
Right on.
Thank you, bud. Other than that, shout out to my boy Solomon. He's been really helpful here in my time in Portland. Definitely a very valuable resource to the team, and just a cool ass guy in general. Shout out to my girl who's here with me right now at the stool. And shout out to anyone who I have forgot. Oh, my boy Jake, who's not here right now, who also does like a lot for me too. Shout out to my homeboys in Miami, and shout out to all of my supporters and fans and people who have been showing me love and supported me through this whole process. You guys are what makes the artist, and without you, I wouldn't be doing anything. So much appreciation to you guys.
Right on. And once again, where can everybody find you on all platforms?
You guys can find me on all streaming platforms and on social media platforms. My handle is the same for all of them. It is Cartier by Dre. That is CartierByDre. I repeat, that's CartierByDre. And that would be for X. Instagram, TikTok, all of them, like YouTube.
You heard him.
Tomato, tomato.
Right on. Thank you. And we want to thank you for coming on, being a guest on a day, gave us a show. We appreciate you.
Can we know it's a late hour.